I've come to northwestern Kyoto's Ryoanji Temple early in the morning to beat the crowds, but I'm not allowed to step beyond the veranda. This isn't a garden for walking in. The landscape, or kare sensui, is covered in white Shirakawa gravel and is elegantly and carefully raked every morning. And emerging from the gravel are 15 grey stones, surrounded by moss and arranged almost randomly. But there's nothing random about them, because 15 is an important number. It symbolizes completeness, since the entire Buddhist world contains 7 continents and 8 oceans. But from where I'm sitting, you can't see 15 stones, you can only see 14. In fact, it doesn't matter where you sit, you can never see all 15 stones at once. And this is thought to be a reminder of human imperfection, the notion that one mind can never understand everything. As time passes in the garden, something remarkable happens. The gaps between the stones come to life, the emptiness recedes, and suddenly, this modest courtyard becomes a vast panorama of the world. One moment the stones are moss-covered islands in a rippling ocean, the next they're mountaintops observed from above the clouds. And then, just like that, they're nothing more than a collection of rocks.